New documents are now showing that President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, took more than $500,000 from Turkey and tens of thousands of dollars from Russian interests after being warned in 2014 when he retired as the Army general not to accept payments from foreign governments. Bonnie Watson is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives Oversight Committee, looking into the influence Russia might have had on last year's presidential election and any connection between the Russian government and anyone on the Trump team. Watson says her committee is not getting very much help from the White House.
Our information is, and it has been reported to us, and we have seen it in writing, the White House does indeed have documents. The White House has determined that it is not going to share those documents. That's not acceptable.
White House spokesperson Sean Spicer answered questions about how Flynn obtained security clearance to be a part of the Trump administration.
General Flynn was a career military officer who maintained a high-level security clearance throughout his career in the military. His clearance was last reissued by the Obama administration in 2016 with full knowledge of his activities that occurred in 2015.
U.S. military says it's probing whether Flynn failed to obtain required prior approval before accepting money from foreign governments in the time that followed his retirement from the U.S. military. The Taliban has unleashed its annual so-called spring offensive in Afghanistan, saying it will mainly target U.S.-led foreign occupation troops to force them to quit the country. It comes a week after the Taliban staged its deadliest ever raid on a major Afghan military base. This is VOA News. One of the key messages coming out of President Trump's meeting with U.S. lawmakers on North Korea was a renewed emphasis on the need to use sanctions and diplomacy to try to pressure Pyongyang back to the negotiating table. And while the outcome of the resumption of talks remains bleak at best, analysts say, China's support is that effort is key. How far Beijing is prepared to go, they say, to tighten the screws and support that effort remains a question. Analysts in China say the government is already doing all it can to keep the North in check. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley ratcheted up her rhetoric against Russia, saying more pressure needs to be put on Moscow to stop the war in Syria.
Russia must live up to its promise to deliver real peace talks and a real political solution. The sieges of the Syrian people must be lifted. The war profiteering and the theft of medical supplies must be stopped. The Syrians in desperate need of humanitarian assistance must receive it.
Haley also said the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad has been emboldened by its continued protection from Moscow. Russia has used its veto 8 times in a 6-year-long conflict to protect the Assad regime from sanctions and from other international action. In a week full of trade discord, President Trump has vowed to take action to boost the American aluminum industry.
The American aluminum industry has been severely damaged by unfair foreign trade. Cheap subsidized foreign imports have flooded into the market, destroying thousands of great American jobs, jobs that are no longer.
Mr. Trump also said the aluminum industry is critical to the defense industry. And on the broader trade scene, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he has urged President Trump not to withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement because he says it would cause a lot of pain on both sides of the border. White House said earlier that President Trump told the leaders of Canada and Mexico in separate phone calls this week he would not terminate the NAFTA treaty at this stage, but would move quickly to begin renegotiating it with them. President Trump is also calling Venezuela a mess after the country announced it's pulling out of the Organization for American States. Caracas government is upset the OAS voted to hold a special session to talk about Venezuela's political crisis. And Washington, a spokesman for the State Department, said the OAS has a constructive influence on Venezuela. Anti-government marches in the country have turned violent, leaving at least 29 people dead. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.